be here, as, just like us as players. And you know, the new dorm looks great, a little better than old Gage Hall. I think Gage looked better as rubble over there than it did standing up. But you know, we're just excited to be here. I'm excited to be here and start this season. Well, we worked extremely hard, and you know, Coach Frazier did a great job of setting the mindset that we're here to work. That it is 3 weeks of you know, tough times. I mean, we're working from morning to night, and but we gotta have the right mindset that we're here to get better. We know it's hard. We know it's gonna be tough. There's gonna be days where it's hard to wake up in the morning and get out and practice, but. We know that you know, that's what makes us better, and I think we approached it different than other teams, and we got to do the same this year.
Did you sense the progress at the end of last year's camp that things were?
Yeah, definitely. I think not only did we come together, you know, and become better football players, but I think we really came together as a team and got to know each other better, built a lot of chemistry, and we know it's going to take even more of that this year than last year. That you know, we probably have targets on our back because teams saw what we did last year and. People expect more out of us.
What's easier now in your third year?
What's easier?
Yeah.
I don't think anything's easy. You know, playing in the NFL is a tough gig, and but I think just, you know, having an awareness of everything that's going on and knowing my teammates and everything and knowing the ropes makes things a little easier. But again, I don't think anything's easy about it.
You belong now more? I mean, do you feel established?
Yeah, I do feel established. I do feel like I belong here. I feel comfortable, you know, knowing everybody, all my teammates, all the coaches, knowing the area and everything and knowing how the things work. I just know that I got to continue to become a better football player and a better quarterback.
Can you earmark a few specific things that you want to accomplish down here over the next 3 weeks?
You know, I mean, my biggest thing is just to become a better football player. There's probably some specifics that I'll work on, but the general idea is for everyone. It's all the same. You know, we want to be better.
What goes through your mind on the night before training camp starts, right before your head hits the pillow?
Nothing really. I think it's just a matter of relaxing and knowing what's at stake and knowing that you know, tomorrow begins the first of many practices that we need as a team, and the beginning of the 2013 season.
Pads finally come on, and there's a little more contact. What's the challenge of getting that timing with the receiving group?
Yeah, it'll be different. You know, obviously, when we have a lot of press coverage, and with the big corners that we have on our team, they're gonna be a lot more physical. So probably we'll change the timing a little bit, but that's why we're here. It's those things that we get to work on. I think. The good thing of putting the pads on is the defensive lineman will slow down a little bit, which will help me. And but you know, it'll be good to put the pads on. It's been forever. I mean, it's been since the beginning of January.
Any personal items that you learned to bring to training camp that you didn't do with you?
You know, I mean, small thing. I got, you know, like my own pillow and a blanket and just a lot of snacks. Brought a lot of snacks, but you know, I don't think that. You know, nothing too crazy. I mean, I don't know. Headphones, books. I brought books. A lot of downtime sometimes. But, you know, I'm looking forward to watching Shark Week next week. We always know when the start of training camp is because Shark Week always corresponds with it.
What are you reading?
Right now I'm reading a book by Coach Wooden, actually. Actually, about Coach Wooden. And I'm almost done with it. And then I don't know what. I brought, like, four books. One about Lincoln and a couple other books. So I don't know really what I'm going to start next.
Everybody looks at this team when they try to decide what's going to happen this year. Your name is in the headline. Everybody says it's on you.
Yeah.
Do you feel that pressure?
Well, you can say that about any quarterback in the league. I think quarterback kind of dictates what the success of the team is going to be. And I'm not putting more pressure on myself. It's already a high-pressure job. And this year is no different than any other year. You know, my approach is the same, and my approach to training camp is the same, and the season will be the same. I just want to get better, and my focus is to progress from year to year and week to week.
Receiving core kind of is new as it is, a lot of new faces, and guys maybe are only here a year ago. What's the challenge of getting that rhythm with a group that is very different than a year ago?
Well, we got to continue to strive to perfect that rhythm and that chemistry, but I think we had a lot of strides during OTAs and during the spring, and We just got to pick up from where we left off. And but guys like Greg Jennings and Cordero, I mean, they're so talented that it's not hard to pick that up. And, you know, obviously everyone knows that the timing issues between quarterbacks and receivers, and we developed that a lot. We just got to continue doing it.
What are some of the discussions with Jennings so far?
Well, good thing, I saw him in California when we were at the ESPYs. He was down there, and you know, we were just talking about how excited we are, and you know, just continue to talk about offense and everything, and things we can do both is to get better as players. And but he's a great guy to talk to. Obviously, he's been around for a while and knows what success is.
When coaches and teammates talk about you last year, they reference the last 3 or 4 weeks and say how much better you got. What do you think you did different there?
I played better. I think that was different. I think it's about finding that right balance of being patient and making the right decisions, not forcing things, and also taking chances. And I think I kind of calculated that, especially in that week 17 game against Green Bay. And you know, just got to keep learning from those. I think the mistakes are sometimes tough to go through, but to go through them ultimately make us better as long as we take them in stride. And I definitely want to limit the mistakes this year, but going through what I did last year, I think it made me better.
Everything back to normal with the arm?
Yeah, it's better. Yeah, it feels good.
Time for a couple more?
Good. All right, thanks, guys.